Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Thursday, November 12th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Wauchula Police Department has posted several lost dogs to their Facebook page. If your furry friend has gone on a little unexpected adventure and you can't find them, please check the Wauchula Police Department Facebook page for pictures. Four teenagers from the Winter Haven, Auburndale area have been charged with attempted murder after purposely running over the mother of another teen with whom they had an ongoing dispute. According to the affidavits, deputies responded to the teenage victim's home in Polk City around 2:50 p.m. on Monday, November 9th, and found an adult victim critically injured after being run over by a van. The known suspects fled the scene, but the suspect's vehicle information was quickly announced over the radios and located by responding deputies and Auburndale police officers. During the investigation, deputies learned that 18-year-old Elijah Stansell brought three friends, 16-year-old Raven Sutton, 15-year-old Kimberly Stone, and 14-year-old Hannah Eubank to the victim's house to handle an ongoing dispute. The suspects banged on the victim's door, but the victim came out of the side door and into the carport to see who was there. The group of suspects ran into the carport, where Stansell physically attacked him. The victim retreated into his home, followed by Stansell and Sutton. At that time, the victim's mom came home, and the suspects ran off. The victim's mother followed them and watched them get into their van, which was parked across the street. She began taking photos of the suspects in the van with her phone. Though there was enough room for the van to maneuver around her as she stood in the roadway, Stansell intentionally ran into her, then over her, before fleeing the scene. There were many eyewitnesses to the crime, along with home surveillance video. The video footage shows the suspects approaching the front door, the group of suspects going to the side and attacking the victim, and the attack inside the home, the suspects fleeing, and the suspects running over the victim's mother. The mother remains in very critical condition in the hospital. Stansell was booked into the Polk County Jail on attempted felony murder, burglary with assault, and three counts contributing to the delinquency of a minor. He was additionally charged with lewd battery on a minor on a victim 15 years old, a crime that was discovered after his Monday arrest. Sutton, Eubank, and Stone were arrested and taken to the JAC on attempted felony murder and burglary with assault. Your local events, the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m. at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. You can RSVP by going to hardycc.com/gala. They will also host the Wauchula Wine Walk at Merry Market at the Wauchula Historic Train Depot, 135 East Main Street, this Friday, November 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. Early registration for $20 and sponsorships are still available at hardycc.com. Just click on the banner on the homepage. Your jobs in Hardy County, TKC Holdings in Arcadia is looking for a food service worker. 1 year of food service experience is preferred. Bassetti & Associates MDPA in Sebring is looking for a front desk receptionist. At least 2 years of experience and English and Spanish fluency are required. And Elite Metro in Sebring is looking for a mobile expert. 1 year of customer service experience is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do the same with your vehicles, making sure any valuables are removed from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, sports, and business news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather for 12 p.m. November 12th. Temperature 84 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 87. Cloudy with a 34% chance of rain. There is a flash flood watch in effect until 1 p.m. Friday. Air quality excellent. Maximum UV index is 1. Winds east-southeast at 18 miles an hour. The wind gusts 25 miles an hour. Humidity 71%. Indoor humidity 71%. Dew point 74 degrees Fahrenheit. The cloud cover 95%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 1,900 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 7:22 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursday, showers likely and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then partly sunny with a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with a 70% chance of rain. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 70s, west winds around 5 miles an hour with a 40% chance of rain. Friday, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour with a 30% chance of rain. And Friday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather reporting and forecast. Let's go on out to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. On average, Americans spend about 10% of their disposable income on food, according to a USDA report that says that proportion has stayed relatively stable for the past 20 years. Americans have spent a rising share on food consumed away from home, at restaurants, and other eating places. These figures only go through 2019, so don't include changes in eating habits caused by the pandemic. September exports of U.S. pork was up 10% year-over-year, keeping 2020 exports on a record pace, with September volume over 222,000 metric tons and value up 6%. U.S. Meat Export Federation President Dan Hallstrom points out that unlike previous months this year with heavy growth in China, September exports to Canada were record large, with volume significantly higher to Japan, Vietnam, and the Philippines. He notes while China's demand for U.S. pork should be strong again in 2021, exports will likely trend lower lower compared to this year. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval has congratulated Joe Biden on becoming the president-elect. In a prepared statement, Duval says the American Farm Bureau Federation congratulates President-elect Biden on his election, as well as the representatives and senators selected to serve in the 117th Congress. Duval says these unprecedented challenges require courageous leadership and the willingness of all elected leaders to work across the aisles for the good of the nation.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hamrich. Yesterday, we talked about the new white strawberry that's being developed at the University of Florida. Now, that may lead some people to ask, is this a genetically modified organism, or GMO? The answer is no, says strawberry breeder Dr. Vance Whitaker.
The white color is actually exists in nature in wild strawberry species. And we've essentially just harnessed that and bred it in just by moving pollen from one plant to another, basically the traditional selective breeding method. So there's nothing unusual in the development of this. It's just like all of our other strawberry varieties, just developed through traditional breeding.
Now that this variety is developed, how does it get commercialized and eventually in the hands of growers?
We work really closely with the Florida Strawberry Growers Association. The organization of the Florida growers themselves. And what they do is they basically handle the commercialization process in a way that serves them best. So we say, here's the variety, here's the rights to it. You guys license the nurseries that produce the plants. And then we just work as closely with them to serve their needs as best we can.
You can learn more about the latest strawberry varieties on the University of Florida IFAS website.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Thank you for tuning in to your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hamrich. For more information and previous reports, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. An early rally on Wall Street lost steam by the closing bell, leaving major indexes mixed. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%, thanks largely to gains in big technology companies. The S&P 500 and the Dow had earlier looked like they could close at record highs, but new restrictions in New York and California helped deflate the market's gains. The Dow fell partly due to losses in American Express and Disney, which shot higher this week after news of progress toward a successful coronavirus vaccine sent travel and entertainment companies surging. The Dow dropped 23 points today to 29,397. The NASDAQ gained 232 to 11,786. The S&P 500 picked up 27 points to 3,572. New York oil adding 18 cents to $41.54 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. Number 1 Alabama at LSU won't be played Saturday because of COVID-19 issues. Tigers coach Ed Ogeron.
You know, it started last week. We had, probably Tuesday or Wednesday. You know, I was told of some guys that had COVID, and there's no question. But the numbers are higher with the quarantine.
Also, number 5, Texas A&M at Tennessee won't be played, raising the number of SEC football games postponed this week to 3. The Aggies and Volunteers will be rescheduled for December 12th, but the Crimson Tide's game against the defending national champion Tigers is in danger of not being played at all. Both teams are coming off their open dates, but LSU already has a game against number 6 Florida scheduled for December 12th that had to be postponed last month. In the American Athletic Conference, Memphis at Navy was postponed as the midshipmen struggled with COVID-19 cases for a second straight week. Arkansas coach Sam Pittman will miss the Razorbacks game at Florida Saturday after 2 positive COVID-19 tests. This is Esser in Sports. Pittsburgh quarterback Ben Roethlisberger has been placed on the COVID-19 list along with 3 other teammates.
With the Steelers off to an 8-0 start, veteran quarterback Ben Roethlisberger and 3 others had been in close contact with tight end Vance McDonald. He tested positive after Sunday's win at Dallas. That means they must quarantine for 5 days and are unable to visit the team's practice facility, but they can participate virtually. In order to play on Sunday at home against Cincinnati, all 4 must pass COVID-19 tests throughout the week. Running back Jalen Samuels, offensive lineman Gerald Hawkins, and linebacker Vince Williams joined Roethlisberger on the COVID list. I'm Shelley Adler.
Boston Celtics Hall of Famer Tommy Heinsohn has died at the age of 86. Heinsohn was a player, coach, and broadcaster who was with the team for all 17 of its NBA championships. He beat out teammate Bill Russell for the NBA's Rookie of the Year Award in 1956. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: the man who moves a mountain begins by carrying away small stones. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.